You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 24th, and we're asking you this morning, there are some pundits out there who say that 90% of the media are on the side of Barack Obama as the presidential election looms.
In the tank.
In the tank. I'm not sure what that means, but they're certainly in favor of Obama. What do you think? Is that true? Is McCain getting a raw deal? Tell us your thoughts. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Now we're going to take a look at some demographics. America is quickly getting older, and that shift will fully bloom in the next 30 years, where they'll just be where there will be as many people over 80 years old as there are under 5 years old. But apparently, we're saving less for old age, having fewer children, and the medical community, among so many communities, is not adjusting well to this new world order. There will be plenty of pediatricians to take care of all those children. There just simply won't be enough geriatricians to look after their grandparents. Already today, there is a shortage of those doctors who specialize in elderly care, one for every 2,500 Americans over 25. Dr. Jessica Colburn, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Chief resident at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. It's going to be a lonely road, isn't it?
Yes, it looks like there aren't as many geriatricians as we would hope in the next few years, but our hope is that more of us will become excited about this field and start to join in.
Dr. Colburn, you're just starting your career in geriatrics with a fellowship next year. You say it's not necessarily the sexiest of medical practices. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess often when we think about what makes medicine exciting, the things that we think about are procedure-based, the opportunity to save lives, the opportunity to jump in when people are in a crisis and make a difference for them. And so I think the fields we think about in that category meet more don't quite fall into the category of geriatrics, which is a little bit different focus in the care of patients.
So it's no accident that there's not a TV show, Geriatrician, like there is ER?
Right. I guess it doesn't have the same kind of excitement that the ER does as far as the jumping in, saving lives, doing procedures kind of thing.
So what attracted you to a form of medicine where you're not necessarily going to be trying to prolong life?
Well, I think for me, there's a variety of things. I mean, I think the first one is that to me, what it means to be a doctor is the opportunity to sit and talk with people to help them focus their own personal goals on making their medical decisions and matching those two things up. And I think geriatrics is the best opportunity for that. In addition, I think geriatric patients are complicated. It's an interesting medical challenge to think about a variety of complex medical conditions and how one cares for all of those while still maintaining a patient and family's goals and wishes for their own quality of life.
I mean, you say that people always ask you, why do you want to work with patients who are going to die? Isn't that hard? But you don't look at it that way.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it is hard, and people often ask me, is geriatrics sad because people are dying? And I think, you know, it is sad to lose a patient. It's not that that isn't difficult, but it's that there's enormous rewards in being able to help patients and their families navigate this difficult journey, you know, the transition at the end of their lives, and figuring out what means the most to them and how we can help them make medical decisions to have the best life that they can and the best quality they can in the time they have left.
And they're also living much longer, I mean, into their 100s. I guess I'm wondering if there's a limit or a lack of scientific understanding of how older people absorb drugs, for instance, or deal with postoperative surgery, or deal with, you know, complex drug interactions. Do we know scientifically about the elderly body as much as we know about the, 40-year-old?
No, we certainly don't, and I think that's another thing that makes geriatrics such an interesting field right now is there's so many opportunities for research and figuring out the best ways to care for older adults. Many of our research trials currently don't go into older age, and so we don't know if this medicine is the right medicine for a 90-year-old as it is for a 40-year-old, for instance, or more importantly, how all of these complex conditions work together and how the multiple medications that someone might need affects a body of a person who's nearing 100.
And it's really no accident. You talk about how you were inspired by role models that you met who practice medicine, taking care of the elderly. What was it about them that made you say, this is the kind of doctor that I want to be?
I think the geriatricians that I've had the opportunity to work with and see practice really have the best balance of, to me, what it means to be a doctor, which is the balance of thinking about the interesting scientific medical puzzle, but also doing what it means to be a doctor, which is to sit with people, talk with them, help the patient and their family understand how the goals and medical options match up, as I mentioned before. And I think the doctors that I've had the opportunity to see do this in incredibly rich and interesting ways. And I thought, well, that's the kind of doctor I hope to be. And if geriatrics is the way to be that kind of doctor, then that seems like the best match for
me. That's very admirable, Dr. Colburn. I'm wondering if you're taking an economic sacrifice, though, in that older Americans are confined to Medicare reimbursement in large part for the kinds of funds and revenues that you would receive in your practice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely true. The data would tell us that geriatricians and general internists and primary care doctors in general, but certainly in geriatrics, make less money than my colleagues who've chosen other specialties out of internal medicine. Often more procedure-based specialties are reimbursed differently, as you mentioned. And so I think there will be an economic sacrifice in part. I hope that over time the reimbursement will change to recognize the complexity that it is to take care of someone with all these conditions and to focus on their goals as all of us get older. But in the meantime, I think for me, this is what it means to be a doctor. And so I hope that the reimbursement will change. But it's more important to me that I love what I do every day.
Dr. Jessica Colburn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Jessica Colburn is chief resident at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center, and she will be starting her geriatrics fellowship next year.
Yeah, that's a great story.